USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The President and First Lady will travel to Pennsylvania to express the support of the American people and grieve with the Pittsburgh community.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announcing President Trump and wife Melania to visit with the rabbi of Tree of Life Synagogue and the families of the 11 people shot and killed by an anti-Semite as they prayed on the Sabbath.
Anti-Semitism is a plague to humanity, and it is responsible for many of the worst horrors in human history. We all have a duty to confront anti-Semitism in all its forms and everywhere and anywhere it appears.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking in Boston condemning the murderous rampage.
Our team, the FBI and Department of Justice, on this case right now. Charges have already been filed, and we intend to do our duty in this matter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Cesar Sayoc, the Florida man accused of sending pipe bombs in the mail to Democrats and critics of the president, in shackles and handcuffs, making his first appearance in federal court in Miami. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street after some wild swings, the Dow losing 245 points to close at 24,442, the Nasdaq down 1.6%, and the S&P 500 down 17 points. In other news,
the hurricane is about 1,500 miles west of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Hurricane Oscar forming in the Atlantic, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
The National Hurricane Center said land isn't threatened at this time and no coastal watches or warnings are in effect. Forecasters say the storm should turn north, then head away from the United States by Wednesday. The hurricane could even become a Category 2 before turning out to sea later on this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Pope Francis says he's grieving with Pittsburgh's Jewish community. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Denouncing the inhuman act of violence in his words and praying for an end to the flames of hatred that fueled it, Pope Francis led prayers for Pittsburgh in St. Peter's Square on Sunday morning, a day after a gunman expressing hatred of Jews opened fire in a synagogue during Sabbath services, killing 11 people. Francis prayed for the dead, injured, and their families, saying, in reality, all of us are wounded by this inhuman act of violence. Meanwhile, police say the suspect told officers Jews are committing genocide and that he wanted them all to die.
A black leader defending the president's Young Black Leadership event at the White House, USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Reverend Al Sharpton said President Trump's Young Black Leadership Summit was shameful, and he accused the president of using young African-American conservatives as props. On Fox News, Brandon Tatum, director of urban engagement for Turning Point USA, responded to Sharpton's comments.
This was an awesome event for these young folks. 400 black leaders from all over the country able to be in the White House and hear from the president. And I'm going to say this, and I want Al Sharpton to be watching this network and listen to me clearly. As a strong black man raised by a black father, I'm telling Al Sharpton to his face, he should be ashamed of himself. And I want to set the record straight. The White House was one element of a four-day summit where these young people were inspiring.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.